The manhunt for Eric Rudolph went on for more than 5 years. It began when authorities traced his truck from Birmingham to a trailer in western North Carolina. As NPR's Kathy Lohr reports, people there were shocked when they heard about Rudolph's plea agreement.
Murphy, North Carolina, in the foothills of the Appalachian Mountains, was the beginning of the search for Eric Rudolph. Federal authorities came in and took over small towns with helicopters and teams of dogs. Mayor Bill Hughes says few here figured Rudolph would ever make a deal with the government.
I thought it would be a long, drawn-out, expensive trial that would be painful to everyone, and I think that surprised practically everyone in the entire area. He didn't strike me as being the type of individual that would in any way back off from a trial or a legal confrontation, so it was an unexpected sort of thing.
Unexpected by some in law enforcement as well, like former Cherokee County Sheriff Jack Thompson. He located Rudolph just after he fled to North Carolina, but says he was told to wait for federal agents to show up. By the time agents got there, Rudolph had headed into the mountains. Sheriff Thompson says he thought Eric Rudolph would take his chances at a trial.
I just thought that would be his nature after all the running and all the things he'd done and the brutal things that he had done that he didn't care, so I figured he wouldn't care to take the death penalty if that's what he's going to get.
During the 5 years agents searched the 500,000 acres of national forest, some thought Rudolph had died over the harsh winters. Others thought he had left the area. Sheriff Thompson says he always felt Rudolph stayed close, but no one realized how close until he was captured nearly 2 years ago. One of Rudolph's campsites was atop a mountain with a view of Murphy, a few hundred yards off a main four-lane highway. It overlooks a Walmart parking lot where people like grandmother Rebecca Walters say they're glad this is over.
I know there's a lot of people around here that were very sympathetic to him, and I can understand that, but he still needs his punishment.
And do you think he's getting the right punishment?
With the plea bargaining? Probably, because he's never going to get out. There's no possibility of parole. So I would say that he's getting a good punishment, but he probably should have had the death penalty.
There are still questions about whether Rudolph had any help. When he was captured, he had extensive campsites and stores of food buried underground. Andrews, North Carolina, was the headquarters of the manhunt. Back in November 1998, someone shot several bullets into the command post. Wanda Carringer's son, Eddie, ultimately pleaded guilty. But she says he didn't do it. Carringer says that's why she doesn't believe Rudolph is guilty either.
I believe he's been coerced into, you know, them threatening with the death penalty because they did the same thing to my son. I mean, the day they showed up, the boy was guilty.
Carringer says federal agents have watched her home, searched her home, and questioned her about helping Rudolph. Every time she went camping in the mountains, she says she left food for him. Carringer was not surprised about the 250 pounds of dynamite hidden in the western North Carolina mountains, explosives that Rudolph led the government to in exchange for avoiding the death penalty.
You know, with all that's going on around the world today, that if we're smart, we're all going to be packing stuff back. I fully believe that there are terrorists here everywhere and that we need to be prepared like the Minutemen. And if we're not, we're going to lose big time.
In the Nantahala National Forest on a cloudy spring day, the trees are budding. Bright yellow forsythia is sprinkled here and there. Looking up the steep cliffs and rugged terrain with plenty of hiding places, it's easy to see why it was so difficult for law enforcement to find Rudolph. For many here, there is a kind of shock and perhaps a change of heart that Eric Rudolph, the man they believed was innocent, has now accepted a plea agreement and admitted that he is the bomber. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.